cold city in southern Alberta. The clouds are heavy. The wind is still. And somewhere in a kitchen, two dorks make jokes. Welcome to Night Vale.
What? No, that's not our thing. You can't do that.
What?
We're gonna get sued so bad.
Episode 24.
That's right. You can now listen almost 24 hours straight.
Well, I'm assuming you take a moment in between each one just to go, whew, all right.
I mean, you could pause for a potty break. That might make up the difference.
Well, no, you can, no, I insist that you do it through the potty break.
Oh, got to bring your podcast listening device with you.
Yeah, yeah. And don't listen to the headphones. I want it to resonate.
Yeah, so you have our soothing tones to help you take a poop.
Some good acoustics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll sound amazing.
Bring it to a public bathroom.
Amazing play, in bathrooms.
Play it through your cell phone.
Amazing. That's advice for every podcast listener. That should just be listen to your podcast in a bathroom. It sounds amazing.
That should be our future DVD release. When on it just says, great in a bathroom.
Great in bathrooms. Take it with you when you shit.
This is a poop podcast. It's to listen to while you're pooping.
Everybody poops. Therefore, everybody listens to our podcast.
Through the transitive properties of pooping,
yeah.
Everyone listens to our podcast.
Hey, what's your name?
My name is Kevin.
That's great. My name's Jeremy, because we did not introduce ourselves in that intro.
Yeah, if this was your first episode, you'd be very confused.
Yeah.
If you thought we were Night Vale.
Guess what? We're not. This
Guess
is the
what
third
we're not.
Space.
You fucked up.
You done fucked up. But listen, maybe you'll like what you hear.
Yeah. We don't have as much. I don't know.
Ambiance,
intelligence,
atmosphere.
There's many things at Welcome to Night Vale House that we don't have. But you know what? If you love Welcome to Night Vale so much, why don't you go listen to them? Please don't. Please listen to us too.
Yeah, listen to both of us. Why not? at the same time.
Okay, I saw this video
in the bathroom.
I saw this
while
video
you're pooping beside another person.
I saw this video
it's
on
public.
YouTube, and they did this thing.
Yes,
where they took two videos,
yeah,
and they overlaid them with the fact that one would play each frame,
yeah,
and you would have one, and one was playing in one ear, the other one was playing in the other ear.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I guess you could watch both of them and just switch ears, but it was horrifying
to
watch.
Yeah, that seems like a bad time.
It was just an experiment. Like, I think someone mentioned it in one of the episodes, and so they put...
I want to see if I can melt my brain.
Yeah, because, like, yeah, the ear thing works. Like, yeah, putting your left ear into one thing, putting your right ear listen to the other thing. But seeing the video of it just flickering frame
that just
between
seems like
each one...
Seizure 101.
It hurt. I don't really get motion sickness on anything other than if I'm, like, reading in a car. I can't read in a car. I wish I could. But...
Can you read in a train?
I haven't been on a train.
On a plane?
I can read in a plane.
In Spain?
I've never been to Spain, but I think I could do it there. I don't know Spanish,
while eating
though.
Grain?
I can't read Spanish. I don't like eating while I read a book. I get all the crumbs on the pages.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah, it bugs me.
Yeah.
I read with the book all the way over there. No, I can't. I don't really get motion sick, but that was making me motion sick as I sat stationary at my office desk.
Yeah, no, that would be horrible.
Yeah.
I wouldn't ever want to do that.
So I won't get
that. Actually just sounds like the worst thing.
It does. It was terrible, and I didn't watch the rest of it. I just watched like 5 seconds, and I was like, oh no.
Hey, Kevin, guess what I realized?
Oh, what'd you realize?
So our next episode.
25.
Guess what? It comes out around Christmas, the 25th.
Oh, it does come out on Christmas.
Yeah, and guess what else?
What?
Our exact half year. Guess when it comes out?
New Year.
No. New Year's.
Really?
Pretty much almost exactly on the dot.
Huh. That's... Huh.
Yeah.
Should we do something?
Probably, but...
Okay, so next week we'll do a Christmas episode.
Sure.
I guess?
Yeah.
You know what? I think we could come up with a Christmas theme.
I think so.
I think we can come up with something.
What if peppermint candy was real? Oh, wait. Sorry, it is.
What if peppermint patty was real?
What if peppermint patty was real? She'd be sad because
She wouldn't have her sir. No, oh, wait, no, no, sorry. No, who else? Who was the sir person?
I don't know.
No, Peppermint Patty was the one.
I haven't done any research on Peanuts.
Lucy held the football.
Linus had a blanket.
Linus had a blanket.
Charlie Brown was sad.
Pigpen was dirty.
Yep.
Peppermint Patty and the one with glasses.
Yeah.
Because Peppermint Patty was not Lucy. Peppermint Patty was all... No, Lucy was also the therapist.
Tell you what,
I need to get my web of Charlie Brown characters.
Somebody send us a tweet explaining this whole Peppermint Patty thing.
I need to get my beautiful mind of like what sort of qualities the Charlie Brown characters have.
Yeah, so you can connect them. But my point was that they would be sad because they are the only person that looks like a Charlie Brown character in the world.
You with a giant head and a tiny body.
Yep.
Some sort of
and
just,
also, you know, 3 feet tall.
Some sort of dysmorphia. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, children are 3 feet tall.
Yeah, but children don't look like that.
No, they don't.
Yeah, no, they don't. No. I hope you're happy with your neck breaking as soon as you materialize in the real world.
Just as soon as they're under the effects of actual gravity?
Yep.
Crack. Oh, no. What have we done as a civilization?
Why did we bring this thing to life? Science.
It's like the word.
All about coulda, not shoulda.
Is the sequel? It's the Christmas special of weird science. Yeah. And it lasts about 5 minutes.
Yeah, and the rest of it is a producer being like, "I told them not to air this, but just in case they do, here is a 20-minute apology
for us just killing Peppermint Patty."
Yeah, we're sorry.
Live on air.
Live on.
Why did we do it live? I don't know.
Bill O'Reilly told us to. Do we have a topic today, Kevin?
I mean, maybe.
For this non-special episode?
I mean, it's special in some way. Yes, we do. What's the problem with those dogs?
Well, they're in this house with you. They might have a problem with you.
No, there's just one barking over there.
Maybe it's just doing some river dance.
Hang on. What are you doing?
What's our topic?
Our topic today is slapstick.
Just a sec. Let me check on those dogs. Hey, dogs, what are you up to? Nothing? Good. Okay, what's our topic?
I said it already.
Just a second. So our topic is, what if slapstick?
I don't care anymore.
Okay,
fine. I don't care anymore.
I guess we'll just sit here in silence.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is the podcast, and it's Jeremy's fault. Everyone blame Jeremy.
Everyone blame Kevin.
Oh.
Yeah.
Getting smug.
Yeah, that's me. The smuggest.
All right. The topic for today.
Yes.
After we've been going for about 5 minutes talking about nonsense. The topic for today is slapstick. And specifically, what if the consequences of slapstick was actually how things worked in the real world?
So if you did something funny, it doesn't hurt.
Exactly. We're talking about like the Three Stooges.
Yeah.
We're talking about a lot of those old slapstick movies where they're super violent.
Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you know what? Even some of the more recent slapstick movies, like Dodgeball is a slapstick movie.
Oh yeah.
Where things is like, yeah, you can get hit by a car,
but you're fine.
But as long as it's funny,
you're fine.
You're fine. It's not like Meet Joe Black, where if you get hit by a car,
dead.
It's serious,
you
get knocked around and you're dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dead. You're dead, son.
Man, Brad Pitt was super dead.
Yeah, you're super dead.
That's a violent opening to that movie.
Yeah.
I mean, the movie was about death.
That's fair. It's fair.
All right. So let's just start with a little bit just, you know, what we usually do. Just knock around some ideas about what the world of slapstick would be like. Number one, it would be a lot more violent.
I don't know if it would be. Here's the thing. It depends on perception again. It's another one of those things where if it's funny, it doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. If you flub on your funny...
people die.
Yeah, people die. Like, people are maimed and killed. So...
Well, I think comedians will be a lot more high risk, high reward.
Yeah. Well, the ones that tried to go for slapstick.
Yeah, yeah.
That Carrot Top joke where he like smacks himself in the head with something. Yeah, I'm sorry, you get hurt every time, Carrot Top.
Because
nobody found that funny.
Bombing on stage would be a completely different thing.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also,
bombs would be dropping on the stage. So.
Yeah, because, you know, if it's funny, you can survive it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it has to be funny.
It has to be funny.
I think the one thing there is that you say it wouldn't be more violent. I think it would be. it's just that people would be violent in different ways.
Maybe. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Is this like a slider? Like the more funny it gets, the less pain you feel? So if it was a little funny, you still feel some pain? Or is it like the number of people that think it's funny lessens the pain? Or is it just funny, no pain?
I think it's binary.
If somebody finds it funny, no pain.
Well,
just one person.
Well, think about slapstick movies work. Yeah. We're taking directly the concept from slapstick movies.
Yeah.
It doesn't actually matter how funny it is. If it was intended to be funny, you gonna take that off the table?
Yeah.
If it was intended to be funny,
yeah,
then it doesn't hurt anyone.
Okay.
So you know what? I think this is the one thing where it's not perception. It's intention.
It's intention.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, because think of how it works in the slapstick movies. If anybody intends this is going to be funny,
yeah,
it won't hurt you.
That's true. That's true. Okay. Yeah. Even if it, so Carrot Top, you're fine. You're okay.
Carrot Top is fine.
You were trying.
Everyone is fine.
What? Okay. Just for clarification.
Except for football players.
Yeah, they're not fine.
No, because they take it seriously.
Yeah, they do.
Well, is that one thing that if you don't want to get hurt, you better not take it seriously.
What if you're doing it facetiously?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Like, what if your intention is to do it as a facetious type of joke. So because you're not intending, like, you're intending it to be funny, but not to everyone. Right? It's like an inside joke? No, like, remember when Eminem made lots of music videos and dressed up as Michael Jackson in that one and gave himself a swirly and lit his hair on fire?
Yeah.
That is a facetious slapstick joke.
Well, but
it's insulting to somebody, but funny to others?
Yeah.
So where does that fall?
Well, I mean, that's still funny.
Okay. Okay.
Like, when Michael Jackson actually got his hair lit on fire.
Well, I guess, you know what?
I actually think that'll be fine.
He wasn't intending it.
No, he wasn't, but it was still funny.
Okay, so anything funny, whether intentional or not.
Yeah, so if it's like...
Because that's different than just intention.
You have to think of like how it happens in those movies. Even if someone doesn't intend, like let's think about the scene in Dodgeball.
Yeah,
there's the in the training scene.
You can dodge a wrench.
You can dodge a ball. He throws a wrench at his face.
He throws a wrench at his crotch.
Yeah, and you know, on his side, yeah, he's intending that to be funny because he thinks it's funny to throw a wrench at someone.
Yeah.
Later,
this will be great.
Whack. I mean, in real life, you'd be a horrible human being, and you throw a wrench at a child.
Yeah,
Justin Long is a child. He's a child in an adult's body.
A forever child.
Forever child.
Yeah, he got hit with the forever.
Topher Grace is also a forever child,
As is Elijah Wood
and Elijah Wood. So those are forever
children. Forever children.
I thought Shia LaBeouf was a forever child.
He's not, though.
He's not, no.
He grew up.
He's forever. He was just an extended child.
Yeah.
No.
Didn't get hit with the full dose of the forever ray.
He didn't get the... No.
By the way, I would love for there to be a TV series with the forever children in it. And just being themselves.
Okay, so the forever children.
Yeah.
So you have Justin Long.
Justin Long.
You have Topher Grace
and Elijah Wood.
Yeah. Are there any more forever children?
Let's think about that
a
second.
Are there any female forever children?
Who's
the love interest in the forever child?
Not every story needs to have a love interest.
there's a bunch of guys hanging around.
Yeah. I don't know if there are any forever children that are
there's
women.
There's a few that I'm suspecting. There's a few that I'm suspecting might be forever children.
Yeah, okay.
But we haven't quite seen if they're going to actually do that. I'm thinking the guy who plays PETA and Josh...
Groban?
No. The guy who played PETA in Hunger Games. The short kid.
Nope. Don't know him. No, he's got too much of like the sculpted look going on.
To be
a forever child. You need some baby fat on you. To be a forever child, you need to keep your baby fat.
Well, I don't know. I think when we're looking at others like Elijah Wood is pretty, like, he's pretty skinny.
Yeah, but he still has his baby fat on his face.
Look it
up right now. Look up Elijah Wood's face and tell me that he does not have baby fat on it.
Tell you what, I am going to do that. Let's ask Cortana, because I have a Windows phone. Elijah Wood's face. It got it.
Perfect.
Wood's
That's
face.
Awesome.
Oh, God, no! Someone took a photo, and they just have an eye, a nose, an eye, and a nose. What? And it's all one photo. They just...
Don't show it to me. It's way funnier just seeing the reaction.
Well, it's a bunch of Elijah Wood's face. You know what the funny thing is? There's... Now, these days he has, like, a beard, and someone with a beard. He's still a forever child.
Yeah, still a forever child.
I think Daniel Radcliffe might.
No. He looks way older now.
I'm just now way looking older. Photos
I was trying to think. I was trying to think of a female celebrity that's a forever child, and the closest I could come to was Selena Gomez.
Yeah, you got Selena Gomez, you got Ariana Grande, you got the ones that are sort
the thing
of
is, they're
creepy.
All still really young.
They're still pretty young. We'll have to see. I think they might be forever children.
Yeah.
Sorry, there's just so many photos of Elijah Wood's face. And even when he has, like, this little beard that just goes over his chin and, like, the 90s boy band look.
Has Elijah Wood been replaced with evil Elijah Wood?
No. I think the soul patch is the one that's just below the bottom lip.
Yeah.
This is more of just, like, a chin duster.
Okay.
He still looks like a forever child.
Told you.
Somebody took Elijah Wood's face and put it on the rest of Steve Buscemi's face.
Okay.
I don't know how to describe that in any other way.
Well, I think...
There's Steve Buscemi's
face. Kevin, I think you need to put the phone down because we do have a topic to discuss. We can't just talk about Elijah Wood's face.
You're right. Our topic is not Elijah Wood's face.
No, it's not.
Okay, we need to narrow down what this slapstick thing means, like what creates it.
Well, I think what you've said, what we've decided so far, is if it's funny, if somebody finds it funny, it doesn't hurt.
I think
because we said it's it doesn't matter about intention,
well,
right?
I'm thinking about comedy movies and the injuries that happen in comedy movies.
Okay, how about this? If somebody witnesses something and thinks it's funny, it doesn't hurt.
Yes, there has to be a witness to it.
Yeah.
And they have to think it's
funny.
If
you fall down in the woods and, like, impale yourself on a unicorn, not funny because nobody else is there.
No.
You're dead.
But I think...
You've sullied that unicorn's horn with your death.
So there has to be an audience.
Yeah.
Someone has to think it's funny.
Yeah.
It could be the person who's doing it.
No, I don't think so.
I think...
Because in slapstick, it's never... They're never happy about having the pain. Like, they always make that face where they look like they're...
Okay, so the one getting hurt does not have to think it's being funny. The one causing the pain could?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Well, the one causing the pain is technically part of the audience.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Yeah.
So there has to be an audience.
There has to be witnesses.
Yes, witnesses.
Yes.
And it could just be the one hurting the other person.
Yes.
The person being hurt, it doesn't matter what they think.
Which makes pranks a lot... less bad in this world.
It's true. You can have some insane ass pranks.
Yeah, you can push somebody down 30 flights of stairs as long as it's for a good joke. They'll be fine.
Just grab someone by, like, the collar and the belt and throw them off a roof.
You could take someone
and be like, world star! And then he hits the ground. He's like, oh man.
Got me good.
You got me.
You could take someone to teach an itza and just... They get, like, almost all the way up to the top, and then you Sparta kick them before they get to that, like, last three stairs.
World star!
Yeah. And then they fall down the stairs like a slinky.
Yeah.
Funny.
Everyone loves a slinky.
Everyone loves a slinky. And you walk beside them as they do it.
Yeah.
Everybody loves a slinky. That's not murder. That's just a funny joke.
Yeah, because he's not going to die.
Not going to die. Not even going to be in pain.
Because you have to think it's hilarious.
Yeah, you have to think it's funny. Although, I'm going to be honest. If I saw in a cartoon somebody kick somebody off the Chichen Itza and skip alongside them singing Everyone Loves a Slinky, I would laugh at that.
Yeah, exactly.
I would laugh at that.
Well, no, that's the thing. You have no problem laughing with that because in some way you're saving that man's life.
My heroism is so funny.
Like, well, it's like if you're about to see someone get creamed by a bus, you start to be like, oh no, this is going to be hilarious. Smack. And you're like, look at me. I'm a fucking hero.
I'm a hero because I laughed at your pain.
I mean, yeah. In some ways.
You know, Kevin.
You got something? I got something too, so let's go to you first.
Okay, so... When you go skydiving and the person just doesn't pack a parachute, it's just filled with, like, anvils and pianos. You'd be fine.
You'd be fine.
You'd be fine.
But if that piano lands on someone and no one's around to see it,
then
they're
a
dead.
Problem.
They're
then
dead.
A problem.
Yeah. Yeah. They're dead.
Yeah.
What I was going to say
pull
is
the
like,
strings, just a rubber ducky and like a shower curtain.
You're like, oh, how hilarious. And they just smack onto a tree and they're like, ah, whatever.
Whatever. It's fine.
The scene cuts and they're fine.
Yeah.
What I was thinking.
Okay.
What I was thinking is like, all right, let's imagine war.
Okay.
War's pretty terrible. However,
what is it good for, Kevin?
Simulating the economic growth of nations.
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, there we go. but you send in your army.
Yeah.
Then you send in someone behind it who has a super dark sense of humor. So when people are getting
Does the object of war become to kill the person who thinks death and murder is funny?
Now, it is very important that you get them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that being said, maybe what the army has is a secret other person who's watching through binoculars like, this is fucking hilarious. And was getting snuck up on. And then in some ways, it's also up to the soldiers to make sure that they die in ridiculous ways. So maybe they're wearing clown, like, they're dressed like clowns. I was like, look, all those clowns are being murdered. But it's fine.
But it's fine.
Because none of the damage is there.
They're all dressed up as Danny DeVito.
Yeah. So it's all in that one guy who is super dark to just find things hilarious. So, like, if that person doesn't tell, everyone's like, oh, man, I'm just feeling
it. You think they would broadcast war?
Oh, God, I hope not.
If it's broadcast, then...
At least someone will find it funny.
Somebody should find it funny.
Man, what a weird, twisted thing we've discovered in this world.
Yeah. I mean, I think they would.
It definitely would help them. That's
Here's
the
thing.
Thing.
War wouldn't actually be that productive. Because what's the end game if it's being broadcast? Like,
well, I mean, essentially what it means is they have to find other ways. Because war is usually used to progress some sort of agenda.
Yeah.
Any other things.
Take some land, take some people, make
some
money.
All those things.
Yeah.
But if it becomes that you can't really win a war.
Then what's the point?
Then what's the point?
Yeah.
So I feel like it'll probably go in ebbs and flows. Every so often someone would try to, like, you know.
Take something by force?
Yeah, you know, do their war way. But as long as they have someone who thinks something's funny.
Yeah.
And that being said, if it's just you and someone else and you're both super serious about this situation.
Yeah.
You can beat the shit out
of
each
other.
Oh,
yeah, bar fights
hurt.
Would still happen.
Yeah.
Until, you know, somebody threw a jukebox down and it started playing
ballroom blitz.
Yeah, exactly.
A ballroom blitz.
Then all of a sudden it's great fun.
Yeah, it'd be great.
I mean, all your previous injuries still hurt like fuck,
wait,
but everything after is just gravy.
The police come rolling in, start up the jukebox. Ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz. Everything's made better.
Everything.
No, but
I feel like there, like, this is sort of off of a tangent, but I feel like there wouldn't be any traffic laws.
Wait, what?
Here's the thing. What is funnier? Somebody who is at a crosswalk, doesn't look both ways, and walks out into the road and gets smoked by a bus, or someone who just walks out onto the highway and gets smoked out of nowhere.
Well,
the second one is because there's no warning. Like, so much of comedy is that surprise, right?
Yeah, no, I agree. But what you're talking about necessitates that someone who is watching finds it hilarious. Now,
yeah.
Like I said, someone could not be watching because
if
it's just someone crossing the road and someone creams them, the person in the car probably won't find that pretty funny.
No,
because
it
would be horrifying
for them.
Very
shocking.
Yeah, because keep in mind, we're not talking about a world full of sociopaths.
No.
We're just talking about a world where
We're
talking about a world
this
where...
This is the real world
we're talking
about.
A world where sociopaths can just save lives.
Sir, we've determined this person is a sociopath. By God, get him on the corner of Scott and Anderson right now.
Well, it's just weird. You have sociopath boxes?
Yeah, at hospitals, there's just people sitting chuckling about the horrible injuries people have.
Who's bringing life support Ted? He thinks cancer's hilarious. I don't know. He's weird.
He's weird, but saving lives. Saving lives, Ted.
Every day Ted goes home and just like, man, what a hard day.
My throat is so coarse.
By the end, I couldn't even find a joke in that bald child with the lymphoma.
Sad music starts playing.
No, I have to find this funny for the children.
Dun, 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 dun.
It plays the cover of Mad World from the Gears of War.
Cover of a cover?
Cover of a cover.
Okay, so there would be some traffic laws then.
Well, I'm just thinking about, like, red... You still have the idea that it's people don't get killed.
Yeah.
Property still gets damaged.
That's true.
Oh, hang on.
Wait.
It depends on what we're talking about. Because there is the physical comedy where they, like, break through a wall and the wall sort of just repaired.
Yeah.
Does this extend to objects?
Oh, I don't know, because sometimes the destruction of the object is part of the joke. Like, yeah. I'm sure you've seen a scene in a cartoon where they're doing slapstick where a bunch of horrible things happen.
Yeah.
And then it pans out and the building just collapses on top of the character.
I will say that there's a lot of times where that damage happens and the damage stays, just no one cares about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which just has to do with the characters.
Yeah.
So the question I have is that, is there a contingency where you can't, where...
I guess we just make any damage that happens is aesthetic only. Like, it's not going to knock a building down unless the building falling was actually the funny part.
I think this is one of the hardest choices we ever had to figure out. So you think it's aesthetic.
Yeah. So the damage still happens.
Yeah.
But it doesn't affect the functionality.
Well,
because
the reason I was thinking is that you said, like, no traffic laws.
Yeah.
But the thing about that is that if you get in a car accident, your car's still broken.
Yeah.
Even if it happened in a funny way, like,
I think if the car is central to the joke that somebody's laughing at, the car's fine.
But if the car's just like a consequence.
Yeah. So, like, the car might have a dent in it somewhere.
I think if we're going just by, like, the laws of slapstick,
yeah,
I think it's a crapshoot.
So either it's random.
I think
so. There's insurance for it because nobody knows what's going to happen.
I think, yeah, but the insurance is different. The insurance is like your car did not repair itself.
Yeah,
and I think there are scientists out there, you know, like joke scientists,
yeah,
who are trying to figure out.
There are no comedians in this world. There's only joke scientists
who are trying to figure out. What is it that causes these things?
They're standing inside a room and there's that double-sided, like, window.
Yeah.
And they're just crashing cars in front of it, seeing, like, and having different people laugh at it to see what makes cars repair.
Yeah, and just, like, riding on a pad. It'll be funny.
When Randy laughs at it, it repairs. But when Susan laughs at it, it doesn't.
We blew up the car with a large amount of plastic explosive, and it did not come back.
No.
Then we put
a tiny hat on the car and did the same thing. Randy found it hilarious, and the car came back.
Damn, there's all these variables. I can't do this. It's ruining my relationship with my wife.
Where's the control?
Just scientists losing their minds.
I have a question.
Yeah.
What if something happens and it's being recorded, but nobody's watching it at the time?
That person dies.
But then later somebody sees it.
That person has died.
Okay.
I don't think it's transitive. I think it has to be live.
Okay. It has to be live. Okay.
Well, I mean, it's a weird thing. Because here's the thing. That could create a paragag.
Yeah.
Where you do something and you record it and... Like, and no, and you know, it's you survive, like, you do a backflip, and you only get halfway around, like that Afro Ninja, except for imagine it was a lot more dangerous to him, and he landed on his neck and, like, would, like, paralyze himself.
Yeah,
but then he's like, oh, wait, I'm not hurt, this is funny. But then let's say he takes that and never releases it.
Yeah,
like, it's creating this.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
it creates, like, a weird time travel thing.
Yeah, or it creates this sort of future type thing where at some point that must be seen.
Yeah.
You don't know when. You don't know how.
But someone is going to see it.
It would be kind of funny if you're, like, in your house alone and then you're, like, reaching up and somehow knocked, like, a knife off and it fell down, like, landed in your shoulder. Like, you pull the knife out, but you're, like, probably fine.
I'm fine.
Someone's watching me.
Somebody's watching me. Or somebody's going to see this. At some point.
Well, I'm thinking about the live ones only work. Yeah. You're like, Someone's here right
Someone
now.
Someone is here right now. That's the premise to horror movies. Someone's just watching you and finds it fucking
they
hilarious.
They find it fucking hilarious. Though their own murder, they don't find hilarious.
No.
Though if they do, oh.
Well, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't hurt
if
you.
If you're the victim and you're the only one that finds it funny, it doesn't help you.
No, you know what? It does hurt you. Yeah. It just doesn't hurt you as much, and it won't kill you, and it's not lasting.
Okay.
Because like, in the Three Stooges, when he pokes him in the eye, he goes, ah, but then he's fine immediately after.
Well, the reaction is part of the joke.
Yeah, so you get a moment of pain, clearly.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm fine.
Well, okay. Okay. So.
Ah, my ankle. Oh, it's back to normal. This is great.
Let's look at Home Alone.
Okay.
Now, I think what we're dealing with there is you're dealing with. I said it was binary. I think I'm wrong. Because in Home Alone, the damage is lasting, but it's subdued. I think that's because Kevin McAllister, who, by the way, I found a character sheet for D&D of Kevin McAllister.
Really?
He can be a monster you fight in Dungeons & Dragons. Which I think is hilarious.
Of course he can.
I'm going to have to put in a game. But Kevin McAllister, he's fighting for his life.
Yeah, he doesn't think it's funny.
But in some ways, he does.
Well, he enjoys it.
Because he's a sociopath.
Yeah, because
he's
a
child. Now, Kevin McAllister.
Yeah.
That's the reason why they aren't dying. That's the reason why when he hits him in the face with, like, you know, a swinging bucket full of.
When he scalds their face
when
off?
When he scalds their face off,
iron?
When he electrocutes guys, you can see his skeleton.
Yeah.
When it's all this stuff that should kill someone, it doesn't kill them.
Mm-hmm.
Because. He's fighting for his life, but in some ways enjoying it.
Yeah.
Which means that it's not binary. It's not
so there is a
off
slider.
And on. There's somewhat of a slider. Like, if in some way you're still fighting for your life, but you do it in a kind of like a funny, whimsical way, the person will get injured.
So it's the funny or not funny plus the whimsy slider.
There's
the whimsy slider makes this noise.
The joke scientists have found that there is an aspect of whimsy.
A whimsy as attached to this phenomenon.
Yes. So if you are doing something that is serious but whimsical,
yeah.
Then you will do damage to the other person, but it won't kill them.
They're still going
to
be functional.
Well, this will be functional.
They'll just be in a whole lot of pain.
Yeah. And like eventually you can like wear them down, which makes me think that soldiers will have to fight with whimsy. Because it doesn't matter if the other person finds it funny. The other person's socio joke guy could find it as funny as he wants.
Yeah.
It's fine because it sort of goes in this transitive property where because the whimsy's overpowering the comedy, you get the whimsy, effect
the
instead.
The whimsy effect.
Yeah. named after Franklin Whimsy, great joke scientist of the 1940s, who discovered the whimsy effect while he was parasailing.
Man, everyone who
with
comes
an eagle
from,
strapped to his back.
Everyone that comes back from war is going to be so fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you're just always, you're inflicting violence whimsically all the time.
Yeah, you're fine with like, you know, cast iron pans and throwing chickens at people.
Yeah, explosive chickens.
Explosive chickens.
Yeah.
So you get like these puffs of feathers in the
air.
You're digging
pitfalls full of like tar and snakes.
Yeah. So you're like blackened and you're like, oh, but it still hurts a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But you won't die.
You'd also go through unimaginable pain. Fuck. I don't want to be a soldier in this world. I would really not want to be a soldier in that world.
Well, this is the thing. Wars have to come down to a point where the soldiers don't want to fight anymore.
Yeah.
On the other hand, it will be an escalating scale of
the
whimsy.
The soldiers are just like, nope, fuck my country. I don't care anymore. This is dumb.
I do want to continue.
I have no whimsy left.
I want to continue this this talk of the whimsy.
The whimsy effect?
The whimsy of war. But we do have to take a very whimsical break.
Is it going to be whimsical?
It might be.
Okay.
Into a commercial.
All right.
Today's episode of The Third Space is brought to you by Splashing, that delightful fun time you had as a child.
And now, as an adult, sitting in a pool and just giving this little flicks of water at your friends.
Going down a water slide and crashing into the pool.
Psh,
water
yay!
Everywhere.
This would not be possible without the scientists at Splash Incorporated
yes.
working hard to bring you effective and fun and efficient splashes.
Yes, from their great achievements in cannonball technology. Yeah.
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 Yeah. So please donate to Splash Incorporated to keep the splashing alive for your children. Splashing is a finite
resource.
And
your grandparents.
And your grandparents.
And your grandparents. They deserve to splash, too.
Everyone deserves to splash.
Water aerobics, baby.
All right, so The Whimsy of War, a new hot book by, I don't know, John Grisham? No, he doesn't write war books.
Michael Crichton before Michael he died.
Crichton.
Yeah.
Michael Crichton. Michael Crichton after he died.
No!
No!
Undead Michael Crichton!
The Whimsy of War.
Can you finish that pirate novel you were writing? Because it was really bad.
Michael Crichton wrote Jurassic Park, right?
Yeah.
Also a pirate novel?
Yeah, he was writing a privateer novel.
Okay.
And then he died.
Unfortunately.
And they went through all his shit and found all the notes for this novel. So then they published the novel, and it's really bad because guess what? He didn't finish it.
Yeah, that's what always frightens me as a writer. I worry that someday I might become like very famous, and then I will die, and I have to make sure that when I die, everything that I have half done, every one of those thoughts, have to be destroyed. Because they always do that.
Or leave a binder full of half thoughts, but it's all your half thoughts. They're not organized or anything. It's just like this giant pile of half thoughts.
Okay, so the Dream Quest of Unknown Caddith.
Yeah.
Where it's just sort of a dream journal. Someone was like, oh, I could write a story out of this.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, no, I hate that idea where it's like, hey, this person was half done this. Let's put it out.
For money.
Edwin Drood! This is a pretty weird cuts we're making. Yeah. If you got both the Dream Quest of Unknown Caddith and Edwin Drood, I am pleased with you.
You're a clone of Kevin.
All right, so the Whimsy of War. What I wanted us to discuss, try to figure out,
yeah,
is World War II.
Okay,
1945.
Yeah, the end of the war.
The end of the war.
Yeah,
and the U.S. is about to drop what on Hiroshima to end the war.
I still think it's an atomic bomb.
Wait, no, what?
Here's the thing. If you can kill people in a way that is not funny at all,
it's true.
It's still very effective.
No,
you know what?
Oh my God, you're right.
Nobody would think that was funny.
No, there's nothing funny about that.
Yeah, there's nothing funny about it.
So you know what? So the entire war is fought with whimsy and wonder, and then a fucking atomic bomb is dropped on
yep.
it.
It's Cold War still happens.
That is horrifying.
Yeah. Also, guns still work pretty well because guess what? Guns are terrifying.
Oh, well, no, once again, like thinking of like Deadpool. Deadpool kills people with guns in ways that outsiders would be like, "That's kind of funny."
Yeah,
and the problem is that Deadpool finds it funny.
Yeah,
yeah.
Deadpool wouldn't kill anybody.
No, he would not. Which means that there is still times where that's why you have the sociopath swath.
Yeah,
so, man, sociopath watcher.
Here's the thing, though. Even if you do something that shocks the sociopath instead of making them laugh, that person dies.
Okay, so there's two ways
yeah.
of doing the war. You can either take the whimsy route.
Or you can just escalate things continuously.
Or horrible war crime escalation.
Yeah.
You have to imagine
so
that.
So there'd probably still be like the Geneva Convention.
Yeah, there'd still be like nerve gas.
Wartime crimes
like
and stuff like that.
But they would be a lot more, like, oh my God, a lot more terrifying because literally the other path, the whimsy path,
yeah.
is, I mean, it hurts people, but you're not killing them.
Yeah.
The other one is like, yeah, straight up kills them.
Yeah, straight up kills them.
Yeah, I guess the other way you could do it is making sure that when you kill people, there's no witnesses.
I guess the only way you can make an atomic bomb kind of whimsical is by adding a slide whistle to it as it falls.
I don't like that at all.
Yeah, but you laughed. You laughed, Kevin. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if that's whimsical. I think at a certain point that might just be funny.
But that would still be the same thing. Here's the problem, though. There's still radiation, and radiation is never funny.
No, it's not. Well, yeah. Well, the problem is that it's a slow killer.
Yeah.
So you can't find it funny for the entire time it's killing someone.
No, you can't.
No.
You eventually will have to sleep.
Well, that's why you have to keep that that guy in the hospital.
That's why Ted needs
to
be
there. That's why Ted has to be around all the time.
Hey, isn't the guy in accounting from Scrubs named Ted?
You know what he is.
Yeah, he has his own accounting firm. Weird how that worked out.
I just choose a name.
Yeah.
I'm not good at coming with names. I chose Ted.
Yeah.
Now I'm picturing the guy from Scrubs sitting across from a dying person and just giggling.
Is he singing Wayward Son with his a cappella group?
He's a good singer.
He is a pretty good singer.
His band's pretty good.
Yeah.
Worth his peons.
Yeah. Look it up. Not a sponsor.
What are we talking about?
Slide whistles and atomic bombs.
Okay, so imagine, like, how would people abuse this? Obviously, we were talking about the ways to get around it, but what if you were worried that, like, you know, you're about to be killed?
I mean, if
do you all of a sudden, like, try to make it funny?
I guess so.
Like,
here's the thing. I think if you're performing a crime or something,
yeah,
and it gets dangerous for you, just start live streaming. And, like, put Benny Hill on as you have a high-speed chase across the highway. And you can run over people and, like, crash cars and do backflips. Like, full-on Dukes of Hazzard that shit. And everyone is fine because you know somewhere someone is watching your live stream.
No, you know what? You know what? Well, because I'm thinking criminals probably – they just want to get away.
Yeah.
That might be something the police do.
Yeah,
where it's like, we got to make this less dangerous. All right.
Play track.
Benny Hill and live stream.
Play the
stream.
Benny Hill track.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Well, what I was thinking is that we're talking about, like, the person walking across the highway.
All right, this is a Benny Hill code. Over.
We're talking about the guy walking across the highway late at night and gets hit by a car.
Yeah.
What if he was walking and then the car comes, like, oh no, I can't get away. Then he just turns the car and does, like, a double thumbs up and a smile.
Yeah.
And the person's like, and he smacks him. He flies through the air, lands on his feet, and is like,
totally fine.
Whew.
It's a gamble.
Nailed it.
It's a gamble. You don't know.
Yeah,
you don't know what the person inside that car thinks is funny.
I mean, they could even not be looking.
They could not be looking.
But
probably why they're hitting you.
Yeah. But if you just can just, like, nail that double thumbs up and the goofy smile, get creamed by a car, land on your feet,
you're
like,
fine.
Ooh, this is going to – sorry, I'm
you
sorry.
Some,
I'm
maybe someone's
bar.
Not going to like the double thumbs up and the smile. Maybe they think it's creepy. Maybe you just want to moon people. Just saying.
No, but I'm saying, like, if at that moment you're like, there's nothing else to do. There's only one. I can't get out of the way.
My only option is to try and get a laugh out of this.
Well, yeah, that is that's a legitimate thing you could go for.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if you're being executed, but you're a really funny guy.
Yeah.
So you're able to, like, every time, like, right before you die, you just say,
keep on making puns.
I'm like, damn it, stop. And they're, like, wiping tears out of their eyes.
They go for the lethal injection, but you just make lots of heroin jokes.
Like, damn it. All right, we need to get people with no sense of humor in here.
Again,
they cannot
another job for sociopaths.
They cannot kill the funniest man alive.
You can't kill me, I'm the funniest man alive. You'll run out of jokes soon enough, Todd.
That's my secret. I reuse jokes. They're still funny. He's a monster.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Banana.
Banana who?
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 Banana. Banana.
Banana. Banana. Banana. Holy, well, I mean, that happened. We're reaching that part of the podcast.
Yeah.
How was your day today, by the way?
It was pretty epic.
Yeah.
I woke up in Edmonton.
Yeah, you did.
Did a training session for people for an hour.
Yeah.
Then I drove to Red Deer. Then I unloaded a bunch of shit there. And then I got here exactly on time.
Yeah. Yeah. So you've just been hauling ass for about 5 hours?
Oh, more than that.
More than that.
More than that. Because before a training session, I have to set up. I provide snacks and beverages.
There you
go. And I also have to travel there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's... I'm proud of you to make it. This is what you do for our audience.
This is what I do. The pains I go through to get here and sit at a table with you and talk about atomic bombs and slide whistles, which, by the way, needs to be the title.
It's the title of the episode. The title of the episode is Atomic Bombs and Slide Whistles.
Exactly. They are both the nuclear option.
Would that be a shirt?
Maybe. Maybe it's just a slide whistle dropping from a bomber jet.
Just down onto
a
city.
Just onto
a
city.
It's super dark, but really funny.
Yeah.
Which is fine, because that means it's okay.
It's fine in this world. Let's just, you know what? If somebody dropped a 50,000-pound slide whistle on the city I lived in, that shit is hilarious. No one would die.
And the city would be city might be fine. The joke scientists are still trying to figure it out.
Exactly.
They're working day in and day out to find out how does property not get destroyed in some attacks.
I have a question, Kevin.
Yep.
In this world, do you think we could be joke scientists? I think we're uniquely qualified.
Definitely.
Yeah.
We would be expert joke scientists.
Expert joke scientists.
Now, to be fair, that job's very serious.
It is a very serious job.
Yeah, yeah.
But you need to have a sense of humor about it.
And you know what? There's never an accident on the job. It's also one of the safest jobs.
That's true.
Yeah.
It has to be very controlled.
It's got very high job security.
Very high job security.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, unless Godzilla erupts from the earth or something.
Depends on how he comes up.
That's true.
Also, it depends which Godzilla. Did you see the Godzilla from the not Bryan Cranston movie?
Yeah.
Looks kind of derpy.
It does look a little derpy. It does. Okay, you're right.
There's the first time they show him and he comes up and just he looks. That's how Godzilla looks. Godzilla kind of looks like early Pikachu, where he's kind of just like a fat thing. He's like.
Speaking of Pikachu, have you seen any of the new Pokemon?
Pokemon Sun and Moon?
Sun and Moon?
Yeah, I've seen some of it.
Yeah, have you seen the Pokemon that is like a dark, horrible monster that covers itself up with a sheet that looks like Pikachu?
Mimikyu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shit is terrifying.
Well, I've heard two conflicting things. There's the idea that Mimikyu wants to be loved, so he looks like Pikachu.
Yeah.
Because he wants
Pikachu is loved.
Because he wants people to love him like Pikachu. Yeah. There's the other one where he covers himself like Pikachu to trap people.
Yep. And devour them, basically.
Maybe it's both.
Maybe it's both.
I want people to love me, but I also want to eat their souls.
Maybe it's more of like, you know, there are good people and evil people.
There's good Mimikyus and bad Mimikyus.
Exactly. It has nothing to do with our episode.
I will say, like, this continues to bring the weirdness of Pokemon to light. Because doesn't that just sound like another Pokemon that decided to do that? Like, there's nothing inherently that makes it a different species. What if another one... What if there's another Pokemon...
Here's the thing.
Hang on. Imagine there's another Pokemon...
Yeah.
Like that one that was just like, you know what? Do what people also like? Charmander.
That's true.
Just myself up like Charmander. No, there's an entire species of Pokemon that decided Pikachu...
Yeah.
...is what I want to look like.
Here's the thing, though. In its animations, like, black tentacles come out from underneath that sheet.
All right.
Yeah.
Like,
it's creepy.
Is he a dark ghost, or...?
It's a ghost fairy, I think.
Oh, you know, fairies are pretty terrifying.
They can be.
No, in all seriousness.
Yeah.
Fairies are terrifying.
Look up some original fairy tales you haven't.
Look up, like, Gaelic, Celtic, the Seelie and Unseelie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fairies are tough shit.
Fairies are tough shit.
Look up the red cap.
But you know what? They're also pretty whimsical.
Well, it depends on the fairy.
Well, no, but it's usually all jokes.
Tinkerbell killing somebody? Jokes.
Well, but no.
Redcap killing somebody? No, just wants to dye his hat red.
I mean, that's a fae.
Really,
I'm talking about fairy. I'm talking about Seelie the Unseelie.
Okay.
Deep cut mythology going on here. If you both got Edwin Drood. Was the other one I said?
I don't know.
and Seelie and Unseelie. I want to talk to you. I want to know about
you.
You're
a mixed clone of Kevin and I.
I want to know things about you.
Yes.
You can be our third host.
Oh, you know what? We probably already know a bunch of things about you. Seeing because as we have such similar interests.
Because there's things about us.
Yeah.
All right. So, talking about a world where the funnier it is. No. If it's funny, you don't get lasting damage because you still get hurt. It won't kill you and it won't leave lasting damage.
Well, if it's just straight up funny, you get like pain for an instant and then you're fine. If it's whimsical, the pain stays.
Yes,
I think is what we decided.
Yes, yeah, it still won't leave any permanent lasting damage.
Yeah,
because I'm thinking about the wet bandits in the second one. Which
they're fine.
They're the sticky bandits in the second one, right?
That sounds not right.
They are the Sticky Bandits eventually. Eventually, they're the Sticky Bandits.
You know what? Someone made a poor choice in naming them the Sticky Bandits.
The Wet Bandits is not much better.
The Wet Bandits is a little more innocent. Is a little more innocent than the Sticky
they're
Bandits.
They're the Wet and Sticky Bandits.
Let's get Wet and Sticky in here.
Okay, settle down, Pesci.
Hey! I'm wet. I'm sticky. I'm here.
You think I'm funny? Funny in what way?
Don't turn on the sink.
You think I'm wet and sticky?
How am I wet and sticky?
I want you to tell me how I'm wet and sticky.
You're covered in ring pops, Joe Pesci.
I like ring pops. What's the problem? I got one for each finger and one hanging off my hair. Like dreadlocks of ring pops. Clattering around.
I love Joe Pesci. The idea of him being really upset about being a joke is wonderful.
Well, and maybe you should watch Casino.
Yeah, Joe Pesci. Avid listener, Joe Pesci.
He's not going to like the last joke. He loves his ring pop hair.
That's true.
It's very, very close and dear to him.
Well, at least he'll have ring pops to eat.
Just flicked it over into his mouth. And he doesn't have that much hair, and I'm imagining him like dreadlock ring pops.
Yeah. Well, they're the short dreads. It's just like a bunch of ring pops standing up straight on his head. By the way, if he killed somebody while looking like that, full of whimsy, they're fine. Can't kill him. Nice try, Joe Pesci.
Because he can't help just being like, that's hilarious.
That's just funny.
Look at that man.
Look at that man and his murderous ways.
It's like how Danny DeVito could kill no one.
No. Danny DeVito is a wonderful human being.
As long as someone sees Danny DeVito doing it, they're like, that's hilarious.
That's funny.
Look at that man. He's not even a full man.
Oh.
Oh, you know, hang on. Danny DeVito is an forever child who grew up. And it hit him hard.
It hit him hard.
It's like he was like a half forever child. It's like how Shia LaBeouf was a half forever child.
Yeah.
Except for when Danny DeVito was like a mutant forever child. It's like someone was like, I will create a forever child who not only will he never lose his childlikeness, he will also stay tiny forever. And then they're like, oh God, what do we do?
You know,
it's not a forever child.
Of all the celebrities we've ever mentioned on this podcast, Danny DeVito is the one I actually wish was an avid listener. I would love that.
We love you, Danny DeVito, and everything about you.
It's true. I do love everything about Danny DeVito.
It's always sunny.
I don't even like coffee. You know that coffee commercial he has with George Clooney? I love that commercial because I love Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito's always best when you have him next to normal people.
Yes, no, I agree.
Any other actor in the world and with Danny, it could be Steve Buscemi and Danny DeVito, and I'd be like, look how normal Steve Buscemi is.
I'm fine. I'm normal.
Hello, young teens. I'm a teen like you.
With attitude.
Now, if you put Elijah Wood's face on
face. That's nightmare fuel.
It was pretty terrifying. You didn't even see it. I saw it.
Yeah, there's a reason why I didn't come over there and look. Okay, so we've defined what war is like. I had an idea.
Okay.
Assassins, so much more valuable.
Yes.
The art of killing without being seen, important.
And without being funny.
Well, if you're not seen, it doesn't matter.
I mean, yeah.
If you're super serious about it,
yeah,
then it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, you can't have like those movie crazy assassins who are like laughing all the time.
No, you can't. You got to be a serious individual.
No, you are serious.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. You get it done.
You gotta come up and garrote somebody.
Yeah.
Stab them in the spine.
Yeah.
But it would be a valuable job.
I mean, I'm sure in the real world it's also a valuable job, but since you can't just walk up and like kill anyone,
yeah,
just because there's so much chance of someone finding it funny.
Mr. President, someone's going to assassinate you.
Oh,
quick,
my God.
Get in this ball pit.
Wait. How do bodyguards work in this world?
I guess they just have to witness things and find them funny.
Like would the best bodyguard be someone who just thinks like you are the funniest and everything you do is a gag?
I don't think so. I think the best bodyguard is the one who can make any situation funny.
Okay, so like that unkillable man.
There's a Mexican standoff, and then you're like, just kidding, my gun just shoots bubbles.
What if instead of like a bulletproof vest,
they're all wearing Don Cherry suits?
What if instead, so every time they dive through to take the bullet, it's like,
yeah,
oh, look at that man.
Yeah.
But instead of a bulletproof vest, like when the vest is hit, it just like pops out like confetti.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, look how funny
look
that
how
was.
Funny that is.
Oh,
and
he's fine.
And it's also a smokescreen.
A confetti smokescreen.
Run away.
As the president runs off.
Run away, president.
All right, so do you want to wrap it up?
Sure. Do you want to recap it all?
Yeah, that's what that's.
That's a wrap-up?
I mean, yeah.
Do we have a wrap-up segment that I didn't know about?
Sometimes we do. Sometimes we just end it. Depends okay. on what the last depends on what the last 10 minutes are like. All right. So we're a world of slapstick.
If it's funny,
you're fine.
You're fine.
It hurts at that moment.
But
it'll,
you're fine.
It'll hurt for the joke.
Yeah, it'll hurt
like,
for the joke.
Like
and then after
in
you're
dodgeball
fine.
And gets hit in the face with a wrench, hits in the face with a wrench, lies on the ground, goes, ah, then he's fine.
Then he's fine. Whimsy killing.
Whimsy does not kill.
The pain just stays.
Yeah, it hurts a lot longer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. Whimsy is more dangerous than funny.
Yes.
If
it's not witnessed,
then you're dead.
Then you're dead.
Yeah. It needs to have an
if
audience.
It's serious?
Then you're dead.
Then you're dead.
And it doesn't matter the person who is happening to.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be either
has there
to
be
anyone
to be
else.
A witness.
Yeah, anyone else has to find it funny except for the person it's happening to.
So pranks are great.
Pranks are fantastic.
War is horrible.
War is still horrible.
I mean, it's full of whimsy, but it's horrible.
It's different, but it's still horrible.
Yeah. And the atomic bombs still drop, and they kill everybody because nobody could find that funny.
No one could find that funny.
Yeah.
No. So it's
assassins are valuable.
Assassins are valuable.
And bodyguards are just comedians. That's all, folks.
On the other hand, you can't kill someone who can just make any situation funny.
Yeah,
because even if because
funny people are immortal, except for old age.
Except, yeah, you can't beat the slow death.
Yeah, you can't beat the slow death.
No,
slow deaths are never funny. By the way, that's the actual sad walking away music.
I know.
Dun, 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 dun.
I know. Do you want it doesn't dun, sound dun, like?
Dun, 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 dun. We're getting a little too good at that.
Yeah, we do. Well, if you liked what you just heard, please rate, review, and subscribe to us on iTunes.
If you'd like to give us an idea for a topic or just share your feelings with us, please tweet at us. You can reach us at Third Space Cast.
Yep. You can reach us individually. I am at Shawman K. Weir.
And I am at Mighty Thews.
You can also send us an email at thirdspacepodcast@gmail.com.
Or you can visit our website at thirdspacepodcast.com.
Yes. And I've been looking. Oh, you know, actually, very quickly, our theme song is Ballard Boogie by Diablo Swing Orchestra.
Correct.
I have been looking at getting the podcast up on other things, such as Stitcher. That's really the only other one I ever hear about.
FM radio. I'm sorry. Yeah, there's a radio player that I use.
Hmm.
I think it's FM.
A lot of them are just pod catchers, which means that if you get an RSS feed off of the website, you can just copy and paste it into it, essentially.
Yeah.
I'm doing a bunch of set. I'm trying to get more out of the podcast, like getting onto other services.
Player FM, that's what it is.
But if you have a podcast that
if you have a podcast service that you'd like us to use, please let us know and we'll use it.
Yeah, I've no problem saying that stuff up. Do you have anything else to say?
No, not yet.
No.
Nobody asked questions or wanted to say anything, so.
No, I still get people just talking to me in real life, which I'm like, that's great.
That's great.
Do it online. Do it online. I can't prove.
Do it online or I will summon Hades to drag you to the underworld.
I can't. You know what I can't
Your
do?
Your soul will join the others in the river of Styx.
You know what I can't do? Prove to people talk to me. I can't do that.
Your sister tweets at us.
Yes, she does. And she talks to me in real life. She's the one person I'm like, you also tweet to us.
You get a pass.
She gets a pass.
Aaron,
she,
you get a pass. We love you.
You can talk to me in real life. That's fine. No one else can.
Uh-oh. Kevin, your life just got a lot lonelier. Join us next week on The Third Space, where we talk about all the Christmas movies that aren't really Christmas movies.
Like The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Or Die Hard.
Or Eat, Love, Pray.
Until then, you're a cool person who lives in a cool place.